You are listening to Bible Direction for Life, the sermon podcast of Westside Baptist Church in Bremerton, Washington. We pray that the preaching and teaching you hear on this podcast connects the truth of the Bible to your life, that you would learn more about the triune God who made you and what he made you for. And now, here's today's message.
Preach that pastors have seen fit to put into these prayer services. If you remember, in November we had Elijah bring a little message, and now it's my turn. I think it'll be a blessing as we go forward and just have this routine of having one of the guys who doesn't get to preach normally come and give a little message in the prayer service. So take your Bibles to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read from verses 16 to 23. We're going to focus on verses 16, 17, 18, and 19. But I'm going to read 16 to 23, Romans chapter 6, for context. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Pray with me and we'll get into the message. God, we give you thanks and praise for your word, for your just abounding goodness to us. Who are in Christ, and to everyone else as well. God, just you've poured out your grace on the just and on the unjust, on every single one of us. The sun shines and the rain falls. God, we pray that this little mini message would be a blessing. God, that you do work by your Spirit through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We got a clock. I'll keep track of myself. So there they are. My notes are hiding under the Bible. Here they are. We'll get started. So when I was young, I was always in sports. Always in sports. And it was because my mom understood a very simple principle, that if you're going to be here, you can't be here. If you're going to be run until you puke on the football field, you're not going to be hiding somewhere in the woods puking because you're smoking and drinking, right? If you're going to be here, you're not going to be there. So my mom being, for most of the time I was in sports, my mom was a single mom with two kids and three jobs or something like that. And so she couldn't be everywhere at once either. And so she wanted me where I could be gaining some positive fruit from what I was doing instead of going down a road to destruction. And it's a simple principle. Here isn't there. You can't be there if you're here. So verse 16 talks about this, and this is just the human condition. We can be either servants of one or servants of the other. And it's really all throughout this whole text. There's different terms used for what you're servants of and what the fruit is and what the end is of that servanthood. But verse 16 says, you servants to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. You're servants to one. And in each moment, your heart condition, which direction your heart's pointed, you're pointed towards serving one or the other. And you can't be one if you're being the other. And it works both directions. So this is a really powerful principle brought out in the book that we did a book discussion on with the young men, More Than a Battle. Galatians 5:16 says this, the same principle, that if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And this is a message all over Paul's writings and indeed all over the Scriptures. So servants, you're going to be servants of sin or servants of obedience. You're one or the other. It's a simple principle. But it doesn't stay simple. There's plenty of complicating factors there. It's more than just that simple principle. You have, just like in sports, where the kids that are there, they could be there because of external forces put on them, right? They don't want to go to practice, but mom takes them to practice and drops them off at practice. And that's where I fell. There could be kids that just internally, they just love being there. They just want to be there. And not only that, but they want to be the best they can be. So they shape their whole life around that sport. They eat right, you know, they act right outside of practice, and they do everything they can, and they get more out of it. They actually work their way toward the end for which that road is going down, right? There's an end that you could go down that my mom didn't want me to go down, that was smoking and drinking and wasting my mind on all kinds of crazy things and just general destruction and chaos that I was bent toward, right? That my mom didn't want me to go down that road, and the end of it was destruction, is death. And then over here, this road she wanted me to go down, being here in this, on this road, in this direction, she wanted me to be receiving the training from these coaches and getting exercise in obedience to authority, exercise in teamwork, exercise in doing things that I don't necessarily want to do because I have a bigger goal in mind, all kinds of these fruits that would come from walking in this direction. And the end could be the NFL or MLB or whatever. Now, we know that most of the kids that go out for sports don't actually end up there. Pastor Peter tells us all the time. It doesn't really matter how much you really want to. If your heart is in it, it doesn't matter really how much your heart is in it if you don't have the ability, right? If you don't have the capability to go all the way, then it's just simple fact. You're not going to go all the way. And in that, the illustration falls apart, because in Christianity, we have a seat in the NFL already. We have a seat in the end zone, as it were. So being on this team, walking in this direction of righteousness, being servant of righteousness, we get the fruits of righteousness. If you just read, you were listening when I read through it, you see that there's fruits of righteousness, which are holiness, right? And the end is everlasting life. So as you're walking down this path, which you have to be if you're in the path, because you can't be stationary. If you're stationary, then you're just you're sliding backwards. It's like there's a constant pull backwards, and you have to be walking right in this path. And you're guaranteed to get to the end, right? If God's put you on the path, then He'll take you to the end of it. Bible says that He'll continue the work that He started in you. So there's fruits that come from walking in the path, and then there's an end that you get to when you're walking in the path. And you need to be walking on the path with an internal generation, like being wanting to from inside, not just from external forces, because if you're walking in this path and it's only external forces, then once the external forces are removed, then you're going to just slide back into the destruction path. And we saw that in verse 16, the fruits of it and the ends of it were in verse 21. The end of those things is death. When you're serving unrighteousness, you end up ashamed, and fruits and the end of it, the result of it all, is death. And then the other way, and when you're serving righteousness, the end of it is everlasting life. So some of you are thinking right now, that's where I'm at. I'm here. I'm at practice, because not that this is practice for anything. This is the game. This is the real deal. When we come to church to worship with our church family. But as the illustration goes, it's like you're going to practice because your mom made you to, or just external forces because you like the benefits, or it's not really internally desired for you. And if that's the case, then you have not obeyed from the heart. You haven't entered this new covenant, and your end is not set to be eternal life. Your end is set for destruction. Your end is set for death, because as soon as the external forces are removed, you will slide back into that path to destruction. But so I encourage you now to yield your member servants to righteousness unto holiness. You have that opportunity to yield yourselves. This word yield, if you look up the word that's translated to yield, it's to present something to someone for their disposal. So it's to give something over to the control of somebody else. And so Paul's telling them to yield their members, their body, as yield it over. Rather, he's saying that when they become servants of either direction, that they're yielding themselves to the fruits and the ends that will come from going down the path in that direction. So the Romans, their story, where they're at, is that, thank God, they have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to them. So they've obeyed from the heart, meaning they've been given a new heart. They have the heart that wants to obey. So they've trusted in Christ. They've become servants of righteousness. But being servants of righteousness, they had this weakness in their flesh. And this is where all of us are. If you're a Christian, then you fall into this category. And Paul, as he speaks to the Romans about their condition, being weak in the flesh and yielding to unrighteousness, Paul gives them the action item that they need in the moment that they're reading it. And the same to us. He gives us the action item that we need. When we think of our sin, and we think of the impact of our sin, and we think of how long we've gone down the path of our sin, and how much destruction it's really building up, but haven't really been realized yet because it hasn't been brought out in the open, or because it hasn't been taken care of yet, because it hasn't been just brought to the Lord and laid down. We start to make calculations and start to negotiate. And it's like that conversation we have with ourselves about our hand, like the hand, it's been leading me astray, but I don't want to cut it off. It's just going to be too inconvenient. Life's going to be too hard without the hand. Maybe I can keep the hand. My eye, it's been leading me astray, but I really like my eye. And Jesus says to cut off the hand and to pluck out the eye. And it's just going to be too hard. So we have these calculations we're making and negotiations, but that's not what the Lord says to do. It's not what the Spirit that's in me and you that inspired Paul to write this to the Romans. It's not what the direction that he has for us. He says in verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, because your flesh is weak. For as ye have yielded your members, servants, to uncleanness. Remember, he's talking to people who he just said they obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. He said, he's talking to people who he just said became servants of righteousness. He tells them, because of the weakness of your flesh, you have yielded your members, servants, to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. Iniquity unto iniquity. You've even gone down a progression of this path toward destruction, because that's what happens. When you're in the path, walking in the path, you're progressing one direction toward holiness and eternal life and the other direction toward death. And you've gone on this progression. And practically, that's how it really is, isn't it? We have this progression that when you go to one level of iniquity and you get comfortable there, then the next one just seems like it's not that big of a deal. And then the same thing as progressing in sanctification. You get to one level of holiness. You get past the sin. You conquer it, and you build on that, and you keep working towards holiness and righteousness. And he says, "You've done this. You, because of the weakness of your flesh, yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity and to iniquity. Even so now," he says, "even so now, do this now. Yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness." This is something that can be done now, to just say, I yield it. Whatever it is, if you are God's child, then the Spirit is in you and it's leading you to do this. The Spirit is leading you in the warfare against the sin, right? If you, next chapter or two chapters later, Romans 8, if you by the Spirit mortify the deeds of the flesh. So this is what the Spirit does. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. When you do this, you are yielding your members, servants. And this is a heart condition that can be decided right now. You just say, I give up the calculations. I'm not gonna consider how difficult it's gonna be or the inconveniences it's gonna be on my life. This is the direction I'm headed because the Lord put me on this path and I'm moving toward holiness. I'm moving toward eternal life. And I get on that path by yielding my members, servants, to righteousness, and walking in the direction that the Spirit leads. And doing so, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So that's where to go. That's where we are. You might not have this sin that you haven't let go of, but the Lord has sin for you to fight. If on this side of heaven, the Lord has sin for you to fight. And that's what we're called to do every moment that it's brought to mind, is to just yield ourselves, to just surrender, just put the weapons down. I yield myself a servant of righteousness unto holiness. And you know what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount? He said, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, which is something that can only happen with a heart that's been given by the Lord in this new covenant. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. It's going to happen. When we yield our members, servants to righteousness, we will get to the end of that road. And that's all I have until the rest of the prayer service continues.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you would like to learn more about the Westside Baptist Church, please visit our website, www.BibleDirectionForLife.com. Subscribe to the podcast if you would like to hear new sermons and lessons each week. And remember that a sermon podcast is no substitute for opening up a Bible and reading it for yourself.